Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas with my mouth full of a cheddar biscuit Team Reba.
I know. I got to get some of that pulled pork down there, too. That looks so delicious.
I know. I'm just taunting you with it.
And we have
to my far right and you're to my left.
I know. I don't see you, like, offering to slide it down this way either.
Nope.
Yeah, I kind of figured I'm going to have to arm wrestle you for it or something.
Yeah.
So, and we have with us Angela with the Red Lion Hotel. So welcome and thank you so much for hosting this event today, Angela.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, how long has the Red Lion been in Renton?
The Red Lion's been in Renton officially 2 years as of July 2014.
Right.
And before
happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. But before then we were, it was a Holiday Inn. The building was well known for having the airplane on top of the roof and kind of being a idol right there in the center of the city. But it's transitioned ever since. These last 2 years have been incredible for us. We've got some really progressive ownership and the hotel itself has taken a really positive change. We've been partnering with a lot of our nonprofits, with a large part of it with the chamber, just to kind of showcase ourselves in a pretty bright light. And we've tried a little bit different of a marketing tactic, partnering.
Well, that's so key in today's business. You have to be nimble. You have to be willing to modify with what the market changes are and the demands, because people have a lot of higher demand level that they're looking for in entertainment, in their businesses, where they stay. I mean, I'm starting to travel a lot again in my own business.
Sure.
And the services, I mean, you said progressive. Are they increasing services here? What are some of the things you're seeing?
You know, they're allowing us to kind of run with our own sales tactics. I'm a old school believer in the old, you know, handshaking, you know, exactly, establishing relationships only because people do business with people they like.
Absolutely.
And so regardless of the facility or if it's dated or if it's been here a long time, regardless, if the amount of service they get is phenomenal, it helps them, any oversight.
That's right, they'll keep coming
back. Exactly, any shortcomings.
Yep. Yeah.
And
yep.
So that's kind of the focus that we've taken and they've been alongside the entire time. So we've kind of taken off in that aspect. So you'll see us a lot on social media.
Yeah.
And we're trying to push, we set up a review station. A lot of these companies want positive reviews, Yelp, TripAdvisor.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually used our business center as a form of positive reviews. So if they have something nice to say about the business, they come down and do a positive review.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for the great food. Again, the Yankee Diner at the Red Lion, corner of Grady Way and 167.
Yes.
And come down and join us. And the food here is fantastic today, too. So if you're in the area, swing by and join us at the business launch
pad. If you like what you sample, just sidle on over to the Yankee Diner.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have more guests lined up for us here as we kind of do a quick
presto
change-o here.
Come on in.
Join us.
All right. Hello, hello. We're going to let you get settled in, and we got your fun little headset that you can hear us a little more easily.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have Hero House in the house. And why don't you do a quick introduction of yourself to our listeners, say who you are and what you do, and give us a little synopsis of where you're from.
All right. I'm Kaz, K-A-Z from Hero House, and we are located in Bellevue, Washington, and we basically serve with people who live with mental health issues. And our services will be like employment, because people want to get back to work, but there is still, you know, stigma around, you know, mental health, and it's very, very hard for them to move back there. So we are the ones, you know, giving the support to get back to work. And we also focus on our housing, because housing is a huge deal right now in the East Side.
Oh, yes.
And
cost especially.
Yes.
And affordability is a big, big deal.
Exactly. So, you know, we are on it too. And also some people want to go back to school late teens, and then they got mental health issues. And since then, they didn't finish their high school. They wanted to go to college, but they just couldn't due to the mental health. So now, you know, we try to get the scholarships to get back to school, and that's, you know, look for the career in the long run. So we are running those programs in a house. Yes, in a Hero House.
Okay.
Got it. So, Kaz, how do you work that? So like if you're helping people transition back into work, are you helping them with interviewing skills, or you're trying to make connections for jobs? How do you go about that?
Yes, absolutely, for those two. And also, myself is an employment generalist, so, you know, we just, you know, meet someone who is willing to go back to work, and hey, what would you like? And what's your target? Like, you're looking for part-time or full-time, so I do those assessment. And after that, okay, if you want to get your job in a restaurant, so let's just do the job development. So there are tons of restaurants out there. So I usually reach out to those restaurants and, hey, sure, I work with this individual who is willing to get back to work in this field. And is there any way you could accommodate my member? Well, we never call it clients because, you know, we don't medical.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how I reach out to my employees. So why I'm here today in Renton is that, you know, I really want to meet, you know, potential employers, because believe me, I mean, they're willing to get back, but they just want a job opportunity to, you know, put their, you know, foot in. So,
so are they being given training opportunities also within Hero House for the specific fields they're interested in, or how's that work?
Okay, so, you know, once, you know, they become our members, and you know, they do, you know, tasks like, you know, typing, computer, if they're interested, and, you know, we also run, you know, daily lunch meal programs. So, you know, if they want to work in the kitchen to get those, you know, skills, then that'll just lead them, you know, to get to work eventually.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Cause I know skill sets are absolutely key in getting into the position. So great to know that you're helping them kind of develop the skills to then go out and find it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So how long has Hero House been around?
All right. So we've been serving, you know, since 2005. So we just, you know, got over 10
Congratulations.
Years.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent. Okay. And what was the impetus for Hero House? Like what started this?
Well, okay. You know, there are some, consumers or, you know, members who are looking, you know, place to go because, well, there are some hospitals out there. Yes. But, you know, after they're discharged, where are we going? Because they were not quite ready yet to get back to the community.
Right.
Then, you know, this, you know, clubhouse model, which is originally from New York back in the 1940s, and then these consumers just stand up and their families are really agree, you know, agreeing to those, you know, hey, you know, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? So things happen that way originally.
Okay.
Now we organize things like employment and housing. They just, you know, need a place to go.
Right.
And then that was our input to start off.
So on the housing side of things, obviously with me being a real estate agent, what, how do you help in the housing arena?
Okay, so, you know, we just contacted the city of Bellevue because they're running some, you know, affordable housing programs. And, you know, we honestly just started. So, you know, we just gathered all the information. So, you know, they gave me some names, you know, where I should reach. And, you know, I also got some names for contractors because that's their profession. And in the future, if we want to build our, you know, affordable housing on our own, what should I do? So, you know, we are just approaching those and hopefully it'll come, especially Bellevue and, you know, Kirkland are really expensive, but, you know,
very expensive.
70% of our members are coming from those areas. So I want to come here, but I just cannot, you know, find my place in those two areas. So what about Issaquah? So now we are trying to reach out those areas too, and Renton is one of those cities, and I really like to see, you know, if someone could, you know, give us a love, you know, speaking of housing in Renton. So yeah, I just try to look at the opportunities.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we may have to talk about that even off the air.
Please do.
There's some possibilities for that. Or at least give maybe some resources to you to look into.
Thank you.
So,
and are you making a presentation today to the Shark Tank?
Yes. My turn is from 3:50, so I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. But, hey, you know, I really want to introduce
Well, this is a great way to warm up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Things turn out pretty good. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, oh, that's absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Well, Kaz, if anybody wants to learn more about your organization, is there a way that they can contact you? Do you have a website or a Twitter handle?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So our website is www.herohouse. That's a one word, herohouse.org.
Okay, herohouse.org.
Yeah.
And is this just a local organization, or is this a larger group?
Well, we are a local organization. However, we are accredited by a Clubhouse International because, you know, we follow this Clubhouse model, which is the mental health, non-clinical, and the, you know, psychosocial rehabilitation model. And we are over, you know, 300, you know, offices now, you know, all over the world. So yes, and evidence-based too. So people get back to work, you know, through our program. So I'm really excited to, you know, announce more, you know, who we are later known as the Shark Tank.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah. Well, Kaz, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
And
thank
hope you,
being
you do
here.
Well this afternoon with your pitch for Hero House.
Yes. All right.
Go get a shark.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's right.
Time.
That's right. As we continue to broadcast live from the 2016 Business Launchpad Expo here at the Renton Red Lion Hotel.
Yes.
Lots of cool guests so far, Reba.
Yeah, I've been very, very excited about the folks who've been coming by. I'm more excited about this food right now that I'm passing your direction.
Oh, finally.
Do you want it?
Finally,
you want it?
Send it this
better
way.
Grab
I want
it.
A bite.
Okay.
I want a bite of that. That looks delicious.
Take that. Take
pulled,
a pork.
I see pulled pork. I see potato salad.
I know. We need other savory items at this table. But we've got some other folks coming up. But I do want to mention that we've got not just the nonprofits who are here, but we've got lots of other traditional businesses, for-profit businesses that are out showing their wares of all types. We've got anything from business infrastructure here, signage. We've got medical facilities. We have employment centers. I know WeWork is here
That's
today.
Right. Yes.
So for some of those folks that are, you know, looking for job placement, I know they're doing a lot of that. You know, some of it's temp to hire. Some of it's just temp. I'm seeing a lot of the nonprofits that we already know personally. And as I finish that statement, we have yet another guest.
Come on in and join
sidling
us.
On up. Come on in. Have a seat and let me hand you some headsets so that you can hear when we get you on the air there. All right. Eric's got his mouth full of food, so he's looking
have,
at me to like
I
continue.
I have a mouth full of pulled pork
yes,
there.
You do.
And that is
yes, you do.
Delicious.
Isn't it?
I got to say, I mean, I will stop here from time to time, the Yankee Grill in Renton.
Mm-hmm. Yankee
really,
Diner.
Really, really.
Is it Yankee Grill or Yankee Diner?
Yankee Diner. Really, really good. And they just do a nice job. They're famous for pot roast and all of that. But, man, that pulled pork is not bad. Got a little bit of heat to it also.
Oh, really? It's a little spicy?
I like it.
Oh, yeah, nice. Okay, well, I'm going to have to go get my own plate. I know we're going to be coming up on a break. Maybe I'll get a chance to whip out of here and go grab a bit of that, or I'm going to have to go get with someone from my table to go get me some. I'm not sure. But even though we're going to have to do your interview as soon as we get back from the break, real quick, introduce yourself for our listeners.
My name is Paul Hebron, and I'm with Arts Unlimited of Renton. We are a 501c3 focused on building the arts
in the
community.
Okay, Absolutely. All right. Well, when we come back from our break, we will get a chance to find out a little bit more about you.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much. Open House with Team Reba. We'll be back in just a few.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment.